Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, the illest motherfucker in the world, DTF Dylan Fields. Dylan, how's it going?
I was the biggest loser until just now, finally hit my first bet of the weekend. Jokic just got a triple-double with 2 minutes left in the game. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. I can close out my app. But I'm good. Weekend was all right. Some great football by the Browns. Can't complain. A win's a win.
Yeah, that is true. First shutout that they had since 2007. So very happy about that. Granted, very bad against a very bad team, but you know, a win's a win. It counts the same whether it's a good team or a bad team.
I would rather them have a goose egg than to win like 27-6 or 27-3.
Yeah.
Just completely shut them out.
Yeah, exactly. But we're going to try to make this sort of a shorter episode today. I'm leaving for Florida early in the morning, and Dylan's a little bit under the weather. So we're going to go ahead and rock this one out. We got a little bit of news to go over, though. Danny Dimes got hurt this weekend again, but this time he tore his ACL and is now out for the season. Dylan, I do have to ask, do you think that it's time they should be looking at other options, even though they locked Jones into a big contract now?
They're in a very similar situation as the Browns with Deshaun Watson, where they guarantee a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can afford to look another route without just tanking.
But is his fully guaranteed, though? So there's probably an out on the contract, but they might have to eat it for a year or so.
More than likely. Yeah, I mean, there's still a bunch of guys in free agency that they can call up. I don't understand why you wouldn't at least try. I mean, the Giants have a decent team, but they're not going to make a playoff run, so I don't know if you can waste your time.
Yeah. My only concern is, say, you know, end of the year comes by, they somehow magically end up with the number one or two pick. So you can either get Caleb Williams or Drake May. Do you think that's an opportunity that they could pass up?
No, I think if you have the number one pick, you're going with a quarterback. But if you believed in Daniel Jones, it's the same conversation I've had with everybody. You take Marvin Harrison Jr. at number one and go get your wide receiver for your quarterback. But the Daniel Jones saga feels very much like the Justin Fields saga, where two very bad teams currently have two decent quarterbacks, but they're in the wrong system and they're being misused. And I don't know, I just don't think that Justin Fields is right for the Bears. I don't think Daniel Jones was right for the Giants, or the Giants weren't right for Daniel Jones, and you know, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they had the number one pick, I think you would just look to do something similar that the Panthers did last year, and you know, trade the pick. You know, I could totally see somebody who's very desperate going for number one. But I don't think the Giants are going to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah, no, nor do I. But I'm saying they're close enough to being in the conversation. They're like a couple of teams winning one game away. Like I saw a mock earlier today. It actually had the Giants jumping up to number one. Granted, they must have a lot of faith in the Panthers this season because they had them picking like fourth or fifth. So I don't see that happening. But I mean, I could see them possibly moving into the top three. I think they're sitting at fourth right now,
mm-hmm.
as is. So I mean, it's doable for them. I'm acting like that's a good thing for them, but they were supposed to be decent this year.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Speaking of injured quarterbacks, Vikings claim that they want to re-sign Kirk Cousins, but it's a matter of how much is he going to, you know, accept from them, and does he even want to come back from an Achilles? I mean, he's late in his career. Josh Dobbs played amazing for him. We'll get more into that in the Vikings Falcons game. But what are your thoughts on Kirk?
It's funny you say he's late in his career. I mean, I know he is 35, so you would think that is late in their career. But with the longevity of quarterbacks lately, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, I don't want to say that Kirk Cousins is up there in that company, but I think he could sustain this injury. He could get the treatment, could come back, and he could still ride it out for at least 2 to 3 more seasons, I think. I think he's good for two or three more seasons.
Yeah, my only problem is he's not the most athletic guy in the world. So I feel like that's really going to hinder him in general. But who knows? Maybe this process that Aaron Rodgers is going through with J.K. Dobbins, maybe this is like the new trend for Achilles injuries.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers, I know people are overhyping like those warm-up videos, but like it's still impressive that he's able to walk without a boot on and do all the motions he's doing. Like he's putting weight on the foot.
Yeah, he was doing dropbacks today on the sideline, like physical dropbacks.
Yeah. Granted, do I think he could take a hit right now? No.
No.
Not yet. But I sent you something that he had posted recently. It was a picture of a watch. And I think your theory was right on because it had the I forget what the caption was. It was like something about we'll see you soon.
Soon.
Yeah, or soon.
My time
and
is,
it was yeah. on 12 o'clock, and then the date was 28, and he had both 12 and 28 circled, which they played the Cleveland Browns on Thursday Night Football.
I said it all along. Everybody called me a madman.
And that's going to be the game. That's going to be the season deciding.
I'm telling you, it's going to be deciding the wild card game. The seventh seed, it's going to come down to the Jets and the Browns. I'm telling you, that is what the script was written for. The banged up Browns and the banged up Jets battling it out for the seventh seed to play the probable Dolphins.
Well, the Browns are going to catch a break tonight. It looks like the Chargers are going to beat them.
Yeah, I did see that. It's getting a little bad. I had a Chargers money line, I think, all along tonight, at least. I think on the pod last week, I had said the Jets could sneak away. But Chargers have nights where they look decent.
Yeah. Did you get to watch any of the game at all?
No, we actually popped a movie in, and we were watching. But I know Eckler had a decent night.
Yeah, you didn't miss a ton. I was watching the first half and honestly, hold on, let me pull up the video so I can show you guys. This was as accurate description as it could be. It was posted by FanDuel of the offenses tonight. Some of you guys probably saw this already, but
it was nice to see there's an 87-yard punt return touchdown. Gotta love special teams touchdowns. Oh, yep.
Yeah.
It's like a Big Ten West matchup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an accurate description on how the game was looking. Literally the first two drives were just three and outs, like bad three and outs too.
Yeah.
And then just a punt return, an 87-yard punt return for the first touchdown that should not have happened, but it did. Like the punt returner, I didn't really think did anything special. I just don't know what the Jets were doing. But yeah, that's been a one weird of a game.
been a weird weekend. There was a lot of high scoring games.
A lot of scoregamis.
Yeah. Yep. And I think we had a lot of picks that came through, but there was some surprising underdogs this weekend. But let's just go right into it with Thursday night with the Steelers battling the Titans and Will Levis coming out on top 20-16. My biggest takeaway from that game is Will Levis looks ready for the NFL.
He does. Granted, he still shows, you know, that he's a rookie, especially at that last interception in the game. Yeah. He shows promise. He shows promise. The numbers didn't do him justice, but he definitely has promise in the league as a franchise quarterback.
My biggest takeaway was, you know, he looked ready. He was able to show up against a really good defense. I know the Steelers, statistically, they have a positive record, but they're not a great team yet offensively. But T.J. Watt, Highsmith, I mean, they just have bodies out there that were destroying quarterbacks. And T.J. Watt got to him a couple times. They had a penalty on one of them, but T.J. Watt ended up sacking him with his helmet off.
Yeah.
After hands to the face, that man's a beast. He is the best defensive player on the field that's not Myles Garrett.
Yeah. Who should now be defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
If it's not Max Crosby.
Oh, Max Crosby. He's
By the way, I've decided that Max Crosby is basically Jason with tattoos.
He's a lad.
Yeah, no, Max Crosby is a lad, that's for sure.
Did you see that video of him?
In the locker room?
Well, before the game.
What was it? Was it the one about him talking about McDaniels?
No, it was about everybody coming out to the game.
Oh, and yeah.
He started to say something, but caught himself.
Yeah. there were so many tweets that were saying he wanted to say a certain word that shall not be said on this show.
Yeah, go watch the video.
You'll I know we're pretty open on this show, but we're not that open.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, yeah. Buddy. But anyways, no, but then the video after the game with the cigars, I'm excited to watch Bussin' with the Boys today. He's supposed to be on talking about that after the game's experience.
I like watching that team now. It seemed like they had so much energy. They don't seem miserable.
Yeah.
So the Josh McDaniel effect is real. Josh
McDaniel. Yep. Next game, we got the Browns hosting the Cardinals, giving them a big old goose egg. 27-0. Deshaun Watson looked like a quarterback today. He had a couple of throws.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a touchdown bounced off the head. We had a really nice throw to Amari Cooper down the field. Just an overall good game. Not a great game, but a good game.
Yeah. A game I'll take.
I feel bad for Clayton Tune getting thrown to the wolves like DTR did against the Baltimore Ravens defense. But nothing you can do there. But Kyler Murray coming back next week against the Falcons.
Yeah, as long as everything goes good.
And so, as long as he doesn't get stuck or playing COD all weekend.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty ironic that he's coming back the week COD comes out.
Yeah. Yep. Jason took off to go play COD too.
Did he really?
He took Friday off to play COD. I took Friday off, but just because I had one more vacation day for the year.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't even have PlayStation Network anymore, so I can't play COD.
Yeah, I didn't even bother getting this year's Call of Duty.
Yeah, the last one I got was Black Ops, which was COVID.
Yeah.
Which I liked that game a lot, but I did skip over a game. I just really was excited to talk about the goose egg. We did have the first ever Frankfurt, Germany game. And this featured the Super Bowl reigning champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Miami Dolphins. Final score, 21-14. Let me tell you how much I love Travis Kelce. Let me tell you how much I just love to put him on my blacklist of betting. Travis Kelce has been so inconsistent when I've gambled on him. All I needed was 50 freaking reception yards. It was very bad the whole game.
Yeah, that game didn't really seem like it was as entertaining as it should have been.
It was entertaining in the first quarter.
Like, yeah, the first quarter, it was just back to back.
Yeah.
But it just seemed to die off. I don't know. Like you said, after that first quarter, I kind of started tuning out. It was kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, it's too early in the morning for it to not be as jam packed as it should be. Like, yeah, it should just be touchdown to touchdown to touchdown.
This is one of those games where you look at the stat line and Mahomes had 185 passing yards, which is low for him, but his highest receiver was only 34 yards, and that was Noah Gray, his backup tight end. His starting tight end one, Travis Kelce, had 3 receptions for 14 yards. Just unbelievable.
Unacceptable. The Taylor effect.
But I think it's just the Europe effect, because even Tyreek Hill had only 62 reception yards. And that man was predicting 250 with 2 tutties.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Did you see why they chose to play the Dolphins in Germany?
No.
So they specifically chose the Dolphins because originally it was supposed to be the Bears. The Bears game was supposed to be in Germany. But they asked for the Chiefs asked for the Dolphins to play there so that Tyreek Hill wouldn't get booed when he came back to Kansas City.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they said that before the game.
I didn't know that.
Which I thought was very interesting because I never would have imagined that they would have wanted to boo him.
Well, I mean, you know, he talks his talk because the whole, like, two is better than Mahomes type thing. But I don't think there's ever bad
blood. I mean, that's his current quarterback. I mean.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know. If you, like, listen to his podcast and stuff, it was never bad blood. He never even wanted to leave Kansas City. He straight up said that he never wanted to leave there. It was just a negotiating thing. And, you know, he kind of had to, you know, stick to his guns that if they didn't offer him his money, that he would go somewhere.
Right.
But he thought that they would just bite that and someone topped their offer. But. You know, it's good to know that they don't have bad blood, because it's one of those teams that, you know, that's going to be historic no matter what for as long as we live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that trio. It's not going to be like, I'm just hoping it's not going to be like the Boston Celtics of like the late to early 2000s, about how they don't even talk to Ray Allen now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just think that's awkward.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into these other games.
Yeah, we got Baltimore hosting Seattle. A big old blowout. A little different from our game last week against Seattle. Baltimore is slowly slipping away at the top of the food chain with the Chiefs. We knew that once Lamar was healthy that this team's going to be dangerous. Odell Beckham Jr., if I would have known it was his birthday, I would have freaking slammed the anytime touchdown bet.
Yeah, he had to get it from Tyler Huntley in garbage time, though. But
yeah, I know. Isn't that silly?
But, you know, Odell got a touchdown. Congratulations.
It's just crazy, though. You've got the 37 points, and you look at the stat line, and Lamar had 187 passing yards with no touchdowns, no interceptions. It was all rushing from, I think, a rookie running back.
Yeah. Which, pardon my take, actually brought up a funny point about that. It was Keaton Mitchell was his name. His dad, same story, went undrafted, got picked up by the Ravens, and actually on their, I think it was, what year did they win the Super Bowl? Not the latest time, but the time before.
2001?
I want to say that's right.
Fact check.
2000 or 2001?
Might be 2000, but let me check. 2001.
I think it's 2000. I think it was the year I was born.
2001 against the New York Giants, 34-7.
Okay, so it would have been the first Super Bowl I was alive for. Okay. Yeah, he actually, in the playoffs, blocked a field goal and returned it for a touchdown that helped them make it to the Super Bowl that year. And that was his dad, and now he's having a big day for the Ravens. So I thought that was a cool story.
Yeah. Not much to take away here, but Geno Smith and the Seahawks did not show up to play.
No, they absolutely did not.
Almost a goose egg, by the way.
Yeah.
But speaking of running backs, how about this story for the next game? Texans survive the Buccaneers 39-37 with no kicker.
Yeah. Did you watch this game at all?
No, because, well, my niece had her sixth birthday party during the 1 o'clock slate. So I missed every game except the Browns because I had it on my phone. And when I got home, I turned on the TV to catch like the final minute. And I'm like, oh my God, this game, what is going on? Because they put this game on right after the Browns game.
Yeah, no, so, this game was super entertaining. I got to watch the very end of it. I saw Baker get that touchdown at the end. I was watching it with my boss at work, and he's like, well, Baker won it, and he had Bucks money line. And I'm like, nah, that's too good for Baker. That's too good.
Yep.
And I just had a gut feeling CJ Stroud was going to somehow win this game. What a performance from him. 470 yeah. yards and 5 touchdowns. Both rookie records.
I was looking at our fantasy league because he was on the waiver wire a couple weeks ago and I didn't pick him up. So I just looked to see who grabbed him. And Colin actually grabbed him and he had him on his bench because Dak Prescott was his starter, which Dak Prescott got him 42 points this week.
Played good.
CJ Stroud in our league had 61 points. On his bench.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah, that blows. Hopefully he at least won.
Yeah, he ended up winning by a lot. Like, there was no chance, but it was just, would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game was great by both teams, but it was great to see that, you know, Ohio State can produce quarterbacks. It was great to see CJ Stroud come out, ball out, no interceptions. You know, seeing Noah Brown, another former Ohio State Buckeye, being his top receiver, he had two receivers over 125 reception yards. That's incredible. And one of them was his tight end.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah. And he had three receivers that were over 100. It's just love it. That was great. Tank Dell coming out with two touchdowns. That Texans team is going to be special. I'm actually afraid to play them on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to. The Browns always somehow ruin Christmas.
Well, don't forget, we went into Houston last year and won without an offensive touchdown. And we embarrassed them. I think that they're going to try to embarrass us. Yeah. They didn't forget. They didn't forget what happened.
Yeah. I think you might be right.
We'll see. Gabby's dad and his girlfriend are actually going to the Houston Browns game on Christmas Eve because they're going to Houston for Christmas because her daughter lives out there.
Oh, are they playing again in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, I for some reason thought they were playing this year at home.
Mm-mm. 2 years in a row. Weird.
Poor Deshaun.
Yep. They're really giving it to him. But he might be hurt by then. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Anyways, Colin, actually, my buddy Colin, he went to the Saints game against the Bears. Saints pulled away 24-17 against the Bears. Not another great game by the Bears. You know, we still have that rookie quarterback. He threw three interceptions. Still threw two touchdowns, though.
Yeah.
So you can't complain there too much. But Cole Kmet with another two-touchdown game.
Love I was going to gonna say, for a dude that shouldn't be playing or wasn't expected to be playing right now. Like, I think he's done enough to at least sustain being a backup quarterback in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's doing his job, and Fields should actually be back Thursday night, which I really hope he is.
Mm-hmm.
I need that. I didn't have much from this game. One of those games that kind of slipped into the back of my priority list.
Yeah. I will say the Saints move improved to 18-1 when Taysom Hill gets 17 or more carries.
Yeah, that Taysom Hill, what a gadget.
Yeah, he's an interesting player. I they just got to find a position for him, though.
Yeah. No, for sure. This next game, the Joshua Dobbs Bowl. I thought that Dobbs wasn't starting, and correct me if I'm wrong, but did he come in
for he the? Did.
So the other quarterback, he had 5 of 6 with 78 passing yards. So did he get hurt?
No, he didn't get hurt.
So they just put in Dobbs?
Yeah. They were down. They got down pretty bad for a while. And I guess they just weren't trusting Hall with throwing the ball. And it was one of those deals where they were just giving Dobbs some snaps. I think he was just coming in for a little bit. And he just started heating up. So they just left him in. This game really impressed me a ton, and also disappointed me in from the other aspect. Dobbs didn't take one snap with the offense at all, doesn't even know their names, makes a comeback victory for the win.
Yeah.
Literally looked phenomenal. Phenomenal. He had a couple, you know, he had a couple of bad plays in the beginning and then just turned up. Just turned up.
Now, did you see the trend online that people are, Vikings fans are shaving their eyebrows?
Yeah, I did see that.
Because Joshua Dobbs has alopecia, if anybody doesn't know that. I just thought that was a cute or fun trend that they're doing out there. I liked when Josh Dobbs was on our team. You know, he was a good backup to have. Truthfully, I wish we would have had him over PJ Walker. I think if we had Dobbs with this team, we probably would have beat the Seahawks. Probably wouldn't have lost any other game that we've lost. I'm having a brain cloud right now. But what I didn't like about this Vikings game was that despite the points put up by Atlanta, I'm still trying to figure out what they're doing with Bijan. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Bijan and Kyle Pitts. Arthur Smith is his seat's getting really hot right now. I don't think he's a bad coach. I just don't think he knows how to use his high end talent. Because
no, it's like,
think of the people that he's using right now. They're all people that he's coached in the past. Jonnu Smith. A lot of people don't realize this. He coached Jonnu Smith in Tennessee. That's his dude. That's why he traded for him.
Yeah.
So he knows what Jonnu's, and I'm glad that he's getting used now because I always thought he was super underrated and I had a lot of hope for him. But it's, you know, you can't have Kyle Pitts and then Bijan Robinson and just not use them. I don't get it. And there's even a video. This is what killed me. There's a video. His Arthur Smith's son literally dressed up as him watching the game from home and has like a little call, like a play call sheet. And he was calling plays for Bijan Robinson. His little kid was calling plays for Bijan Robinson. And people were just, I kind of felt bad for him because people were flaming him bad. They're like, bro, even your little kid knows better to call the ball for Bijan.
Yeah.
But yeah, great games for Dobbs. I'm happy for him. He deserves it. I miss having him in the Cleveland community because he was a big part of it. Actually, right before he got traded, he was part of the Forbes under 30 for the city of Cleveland. Because yeah, he runs some side businesses too. But yeah, that's enough with that game. Packers Rams, huge disappointment. Packers fans got to be happy, but
I don't know if they're happy. I think that they're in the mindset of tanking as well. And anytime they win, they move one spot further away from that number one overall pick.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough spot. I agree with you. If I were a Packers fan, I wouldn't have wanted to win that game, but this game also was designed for them to win. I mean, Matthew Stafford wasn't playing. They brought in a dude off the streets, essentially, even though he's played on the Rams before. But, I mean, they just kind of brought him in and said, hey, you're going to play for us this week.
Definitely not the game if you had Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua
on your fantasy team. I had Puka, and I needed him bad.
On Wednesday, I have to tell you a story, but I'll save it. Or on Thursday's episode, I'll tell you. Of some bad fantasy trade attempts by somebody in my league, but I'll save that for this weekend.
Okay.
Jordan Love like that bad. Still not a franchise quarterback. I mean, he still had pretty good consistency. 228 yards, one touchdown. Can't complain there. But still really isn't finding his number one target. He's consistently throwing the ball around the field to Musgrave, Watson, Dobbs, or Dubes, Jayden Reed. He's really not had that one person who's, you know, his go-to. Obviously, Christian Watson's the sexy name on the, you know, wide receiver list. You know, he had the deep ball for 37 yards, but we're not seeing somebody that's getting 80 to 100 reception yards every game yet by these Packers.
Yeah, and that's something that they're going to have to address if they believe in Jordan Love. Because he's not one of those quarterbacks. He's going to make his wide receivers. His wide receivers are going to make him.
Yeah.
There's very few quarterbacks in the league that can do that.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And then next we got Commanders Pats. Not really a ton we saw this game. Commanders came out on top. Sam Howell.
325 passing yards. I mean, he just somehow puts up that ball.
He's good. He's changing the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Both him and CJ Stroud changing the narratives for their schools. Shout out to Christian Williams for that tweet. But yeah, Mac Jones, still not a believer.
No, at this point, the New England Patriots, I believe, hold the worst seed in the AFC.
They are. Yep, they're the worst team in the AFC.
Boy, does that feel good.
Yes, it does. It
feels like all is good in the world when the Patriots are on the bottom.
Yes. And then we have next game, we have the rowdy Jim Irsay beating the Panthers 27-13. Mr. Irsay was getting crazy in the locker room, jamming out to Meek Mill.
How about Bryce Young throwing three interceptions and two of them being for pick sixes?
To the same person.
Yeah.
Kenny Moore, what a day.
Yeah, no kidding. This game pissed me off. I had Adam Thielen, you know, all sights were pointing towards Thielen's had like plus 60 reception yards in every game so far this year, I believe, from what I was reading. He's had, maybe not. In the last five, he's had 72, 115, 107, 76, 145. So in the last five games, he's had over 60. This man only put up 29 fucking reception yards this week, and it just felt like one of those what's going on with the sports books again.
Yeah.
Same thing with Chuba Hubbard. Everybody expected Chuba Hubbard to have a huge game, only put up 58 rushing yards. Colts didn't look horrible, but Colts also, I mean, Jonathan Taylor, 47 rushing yards, Zach Moss, 26.
Yeah.
Michael Pittman only putting up 64 reception yards. just really low scoring games for fantasy this week, it felt like, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Unless you had CJ Stroud.
Yeah, which I'm so glad I drafted Nico Collins in one of my leagues, because I just had belief that someone was going to pop off for Stroud. I mean, Stroud throws the ball, he's going to have that one receiver. And I can't tell if it's Tank Dell or Nico yet, but it's been trending towards Nico in the beginning of the season. It's been trending downwards and up for Tank Dell.
So, yeah, the way I look at Tank Dell this year, he's like the Mecole Hardman for Tyreek Hill back on the Chiefs. He'll get those long receptions and just throw up some crazy fantasy points one week. Or more current, it could be like a Gabe Davis to a Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
No, but sure. I think Tank Dell's better than Gabe Davis.
Yeah, for sure. Gabe Davis put up 0 points this game, which we're going to get to in a little bit here.
Yeah, Gabe do Davis we even want to really go over this Raiders-Giants game? It was kind of a shit show.
Yeah, I mean, there's some talking points. I think Tommy DeVito threw two interceptions back-to-back, and yes. then he came through and, you know, had 175 passing yards with a touchdown after those two interceptions. So you can't complain there. Barkley with 90 rushing yards. He was a workhorse. Hey, Aiden O'Connell, he came to play. But so did Josh Jacobs. Almost breaking 100 rushing yards with two touchdowns. I wish they would have got that 100. Just looks better on paper. But yeah, I mean, Raiders came to play. They're hungry. Max Crosby with 3 sacks. Dogs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Vibes are changing right there.
Yeah. And then we got a little bit less than a minute on this call, so let's go ahead and wrap out these last two, which sucks because this game was very interesting. Eagles somehow end up beating the Cowboys at the end. Cowboys made a crazy comeback at the end. That end of the game was stupid. Just penalty city. Stupid penalties, okay, too, by both teams. Cowboys really thought Dak was actually going to – yeah, I really thought Dak was going to pull that one off. But missed a very crucial two-point conversion, which would have made it a field goal away from at least making it into overtime. Yeah. Blows. And then Sunday Night Football, kind of uneventful. The score kind of doesn't do it justice because the Bengals dominated that whole game.
I finished the two.
So – that last Zoom call timed out before we could finish up that Bengals game. Dylan, is there anything you wanted to say about the Bengals game?
Not really, except Jamar Chase just didn't perform. I also... Yeah,
apparently he's hurt.
Yeah, his back. I had another leg of a parlay, which Jason will tell you, just do straights. Jamar Chase had -2 reception yards for like a better part of the game. So I was sweating that he was going to get 60 reception yards, and then he never came through. So that's all I really had. Bengals are Bengals. They're finally starting to wake up and play.
Yeah, I was going to say Jamar Chase basically broke my back on bets last night.
Yeah.
Because everything else hit.
Yeah, I had Kincaid 2.5 receptions, and he had like over 7. But it was just that, yeah, and Jamar Chase.
Yeah, and then I believe the Chargers just finished their game.
They did. Eckler finished, yeah, with 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, 27-6. But other than that, we're going to go and close out. We'll see you, boys. We'll probably see you sometime this week. We want to do a preview beforehand. I don't know if we'll get it before Thursday Night Football or not. Just depends on whether I can get away to record Wednesday or not for a little bit. If not, we'll still do a preview. It just won't include Thursday Night Football. Other than that, Dylan, you want to go ahead and close this out?
Make sure you gamble responsibly. As always, don't be a degenerate. I can't speak for Jason. He's not here tonight. But always go for the bando. Don't chase a sando. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. Love you guys.
Peace.